क्वेश्चन फ्रॉम गगन प्रभु हु इज अ भक्ता आर सेंट्स लाइक तुकाराम कबीर तुलसीदास डिवोटीज ऑर नॉट आंसर भक्ता इज एनीवन हु हैज भक्ति और प्रैक्टिसेस भक्ति भक्ति इज द फीलिंग ऑफ डिवोशनल अट्रैक्शन टू कृष्णा और टू गॉड इन जनरल सो in the 12th chapter of the Bhagavad Gita as well as in the 9th chapter in 12th chapter from 12.13 to 20 9th chapter verses 13 and 14 Krishna describes characteristics of bhakti similarly characteristics of bhakta rather so basically he describes how such a person is constantly devoted to him mahatma anastu maam partha daivam prakritam ashritah bhajanti nanni manaso jnatva bhutatim avyayam Such a person Krishna calls as a Mahatma and such a person has taken shelter of Krishna Daivim Prakritam Ashritaha He has taken shelter of Krishna through the Daivi Prakriti, the divine nature through the bhakti potency of Krishna and Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Such a person is Bhajanti Ananya Manaso Such a person actually worships Krishna without any distraction to any other object Gyatva Bhutadimavya Such a person knows that That Krishna is Bhutadim, is the source of everyone, Anavyaya is imperishable. So this actually describes the inner understanding, the inner thoughts, the inner conceptions, the inner understanding of a devotee. And next verse 9.14 describes the outer characteristics. Satatam kirtayanto mam yatantasya tudagdataha namashyantascha mam bhaktya nitya yukta upasate satatam kirtayanto mam He's always chanting Krishna's glories. He's always engaged in Krishna's service, trying to glorify Krishna and share the glories of the Lord with others. And this person is determined, not lazy, not escapist. Yatantascha drudavrataha. Endeavoring constantly, tirelessly. Namashyantascha mam bhaktya nityukta upasate. Offers obeisances to Krishna and worships Krishna. So basically, Such a person from these two verses, we can understand, is addicted to Krishna, internally and externally. So, we can actually look at the various saints that we see within the Vedic tradition and outside the Vedic tradition. And if they have these characteristics, then they are definitely devotees, saints, bhaktas. So now, specifically, regarding Tukaram Maharaj, was definitely a great devotee, as we can make out from his writings, and so is Tulsidas. I have talked about Tukaram and Tulsidas elsewhere on the website. You can give a search and you will find it. Regarding Kabir, he certainly had some ideas which seem similar to the ideas of Bhakti. But he was what is in the Vedic philosophical parlance called as Mayavad. He made verses like पत्थर पूजे तो मिले राम तो मैं तो पूजू पहाड़ सो द आइडिया वाज दैट
इफ बाय वर्शिपिंग अ
स्टोन वन कैन गेट गॉड देन आई विल वर्शिप अ माउंटेन सो ही हैड नो क्लियर अंडरस्टैंडिंग ऑफ द नोशन ऑफ डीटी वर्शिप द फिलोसफी बिहाइंड इट एंड द ऑम्निपोटेंस ऑफ गॉड बाय विच ही कैन मैनिफेस्ट थ्रू द डीटीज सो देयर वाज एट दैट टाइम एन एक्सेसिव रिचुअलिज्म which had robbed bhakti of it, robbed religion and spirituality in general of its devotional essence. And there are many people, intelligent in their own ways, who rebelled against this excessive ritualism. But during the rebellion against the excessive ritualism, sometimes they just went overboard and they rejected not just the ritualism means just a feverish almost fanatical adherence to rituals without understanding their purpose and the philosophy underlying them so they not only rejected the ritualism but they rejected the rituals themselves so the rejection of deity worship in practice and the rejection of the form of God in principle That is not the characteristic of a bhakta. a devotee understands that God has his own all-attractive form spiritually, as Krishna describes in the Bhagavad Gita. He says in 7.24 that one who thinks that his form is temporary is abuddhayaha, is unintelligent. So there are some people who might, who have been in their own ways great poets, and they may have done some social reform and they may have been influential also. But if we look at their first characteristic in the 9.13, then they don't really consider Krishna to be Gyatva Bhuta Dimaupayam. They consider Krishna not to be the source of everything, Bhuta Adi. They consider Krishna to have come from something else. That is the impersonal, all-pervasive spirit, known as Brahman. And this conception is a serious misconception. So even if somebody is doing the external activities of bhakti, that means they may be singing the glories of God in some ways, writing poems about God. But if that person is having an internal conception that God's form is temporary and one has to go beyond that form to merge in the impersonal Brahman, then those people are not bhaktas as per the definition of the Bhagavad Gita. So we should not just, while deciding who is a bhakta, not just look at their external activities, but also look at their internal conceptions. And those internal conceptions are expressed through their writings and their talks. And we should look at what a person is saying and then look at what the scriptures are saying and see if what the person is saying is according with scriptures. Then that person's understandings are correct. Otherwise, those understandings need revision in the light of scripture. So, in this way, by looking at the external and internal characteristics of a person, we can decide who is a bhakta. Thank you.